Good day, folks. This is Hal Anthony coming to you from behind the woodshed, where we intend to open a can of whoop-ass on those misguiding government, mistreating our people, and to stop the subversion of freedom. Out here behind the woodshed, we are not bashful to lay on the wealths of truth that they will teach the lessons to stop government trespass against us, because sparing this rod will most certainly get us the shaft.
Right, long pause. Yeah, lots of crickets are going silent. Are we losing this thing? I think we are, and it's not. There's no excuse for it. Interrupting this current neo-colonial cricketism to bring you behind the woodshed. This is Cricketude Busting episode BTWRLM 379. I have a bit of a panic. Is that the right number? We should be able to put that in there in the future. Get at least the content links, help you out on here. Today we're going to have quite a bit to go. And not sure how this is all going to work out. The more I look at stuff, the more I figure what's going on, what needs to go on, and people are seemingly migrating away. I'm not so sure that people have the right setup. Excuse me, I may have a problem here. Hold on. We'll try this one again. We had a technical difficulty. I'll have to figure this out on the post-production broadcast. Hope we're hooked up now. Interrupting this current neo-colonial cricketism to bring you behind the woodshed. This is Cricketude Busting episode BTWRLM 379. Thank you for hanging in there, folks. Don't know what happened there. We were working hard to get it back up. This file might be a little bit short. We'll see. I may be able to add an in to fix it for all the post-production people that rebroadcast this somewhere in a time slot. At any rate, as we move on through here, got a lot to do. Last week, I only didn't get to half of what I had posted. Took a little bit of time to answer questions. This week, we only have a little bit of a response to one. As I wanted to bring out to the what's going on in this problem that we have today, seems to be the politics of panic. We call that polypanics. We're going to get a new terminology for what's going on to move ourselves over into being able to identify what's going on and to address it. This is the more like the COVID coronoia. We're all being fearful. We speak and we don't really act to do anything. And we're all being conditioned, regardless of whether we act or not, or just take a sit back and watch this thing unfold as it's coming. You're going to hear some serious stuff coming. I've been telling you it was coming. It's now already happening. This is not a joke. The fake spurts and the masquerade. That was M-A-S-K. Fake spurts and their masquerade is what's going on, and we aren't calling it out. And it's easy to call out. So my question now is, if we got all this proof that it's not working, that what they're offering is shouldn't be bought up, notwithstanding those that have bought into it, are you out of bubblegum yet? And I'm asking that because if so, then you have to get behind the woodshed. There's no doubt, and it's not me beating on you. And you take these miscreants behind the woodshed and you teach them the principles they should ought not never violate it. A lot of people don't want to hear that, don't want to do it. They think they can get away with it, but it's coming on. It's going to come over here. So that behind the woodshed, that bubblegum comment doesn't mean that you go to bloodshed. You just bring them behind the woodshed. I've been talking about all this, how to do it. I'm going to hit a different angle today. I'm not much into the mask argument because it's a removed argument from where they're going and what you have to do, but it'll give me a place to show you how you can use the anomalies within the presentation to go back after, even if you don't want to do legalistic things, legal things you have, you're abhorred to do, or you have no capacity to do, we can get back into writing letters to people that are making demands on you, and you can open the door through there. But before I get there, Tom Earth Shaman and BitChute made a comment, I think two broadcasts ago or so, and I just want to answer quickly to that, to the whole comment that he made, was that it's not a higher true intellect that would argue, and even so, only to exploit those whom have evolved into the homo entertainus. And so until we get beyond being entertained and start to get active on the republic you can keep, which was your rights and your way of life not being interfered with, and if there was an interference going to come to do that, you would have checks and balances, and those were what we had to assert as a people to keep the trespasser, the tyrant, in check. And I've been talking about this for 7 months now. People of notoriety and more celebrity are coming on to the fact that it's now affecting them. And yet, there's not really a call to action. There's a call to compiling more information. There's enough information. And so, here's where they're wanting to go. One of the aspects of they're wanting to go, of all the things that are moving us along into this austere world, where you're going to have only what's essential. This essential, non-essential declaration was essentially what someone else will determine for you is essential. And you didn't step up and say, but that's not all I have right to. Well, you might have complained somewhere about it and you talked to the winds or whoever might be the choir, but you didn't go back in and talk to those that did the infringement, didn't have a right to. And I've explained how you can attack this, and I've been going through for weeks now to identify whether or not my observation was core and key to that redress, the cause of the redress. And it's holding up every time, even within going over into where they're going, which is to essentially mandate, control. It's just control, whether it's going to be by the National Guard or something. We're hearing stories of that coming out right now. We heard it before, but now they're becoming more knowledgeable as far as executive orders. And the reason why they went there is because no one shut them down. No one made the challenges they should have. But to hear that, it's one of the fast stories here. We'll move on. I'm going to just read stuff today, I think. I'm not going to go through too much, just to lay a basis of ideas on how what you're seeing is the anomalies inside the imposition that allow you to open the door. As I put in one of the Twitters that came through, a picture, someone put a picture of what, it was a limited liability statement to a manufacturer that the masks would not protect anybody from COVID. Well, I looked at that and said, of course, but the point is that someone then said, well, that's a limited liability statement to protect the manufacturer. I look at it as your key to open the door to your prison, because that there's no mask out there that a manufacturer will tell you will provide COVID, and then some bureaucrat called a governor is ordering you to wear one or less, a face covering, and you can amass the information that shows that they're all useless, and they, not by your statement, but by the manufacturer's own statement, you now can demand of them what mask. And before we get that governor or your public agents, health agency, how did you identify the infectious agent? What are we fighting, actually? Because the mask is not going to block symptoms of flu anyway. And so we have a way to get back for those of you that don't want to do more legalistic things, but do have a mind to go and write letters to be an antagonist. Today is going to be in that vein. But let me move this. Moderna COVID-19 vaccines causes side effects in over 50% of the patients. Antibodies disappear in 2 to 3 months, rendering the vaccine pointless. I'm going to give you a link to something Mike Adams is talking about. I don't normally reference his stuff, but it was a concise statement on what I read in the study itself about the vaccines. You can find it. I'll have the link to the study as well about this point, that so-called Moderna COVID vaccine. There can't be a vaccine against symptoms, as the title is wrong on that. Not for him, Mike Adams, but the fact that if that's what they're making, if they're making a vaccine against flu-like symptoms, that's all got to be a lie on its face. Because flu-like symptoms would mean that they're going to stop every environmental insult to you. Because flu-like symptoms are caused by all kinds of things. And we know that if we were just to look at the PCR test as what it's limited to. Testing that you are responding to something. But just to read the top of this, I'm going to hit and run today. The widely hyped Moderna coronavirus vaccine caused adverse effects, side effects of 50% of the clinical trial. You get the link, go down to the picture, go see. But they don't talk, that they say in the study, notwithstanding, there's severe reactions in all these areas when you start raising the amount of the vaccine. This was just supposed to be a safety trial now. They weren't supposed to be looking for antibodies, although I didn't understand how they advertised that. You'd have to infect the body with something. It does create antibodies, but they're short-lived. That also tells me it's just like all the others that don't work. Not only are they short-lived, but they don't protect you like nature would if you got the same, if you were to get it and actually acquire it. And so I would say there's another point here to be made. They're rushing these things through. This is supposed to be a safety. You look at the amount, and they say more than one vaccine has to happen on this, that the increasing amount starts to bring on the problems. We also know from other studies, and I may have one in this link, I don't remember now, that we take vaccines. These vaccines actually bring you susceptible to respiratory problems in the future. I've already talked about that. There's nothing new in all this information. Now that you see this, where they're going, I'm going to move a little bit now into, we're going to transition move from the vaccine, although it's being imposed. They don't even have it yet. Now the clinical trials are out. Half of the people that get affected by it have at 200 micrograms of input on a dosaging that has to increase over time. They start to have severe responses. Not to make a decision, this is what they're willing to put out there. So I want to move over to somebody who's well-known. I guess he's got a lot of panache in the system of publication. This is, I don't remember his last name. His first name is Spiro. He wrote an article which was posted. It was actually a video that I got it through Blacklisted News. You'll get this link here. But the video is gone from YouTube. They cut it out already. It says, "My state-authorized mandatory vaccination has yours." And Spiro does a fine job of explaining what he views. He actually, apparently he's in Arizona. He brings up the Arizona law. I don't know what, 38-387 or something, 36-387 or something. He points out the provision of the code for Arizona. I suppose then he's in Arizona. And I want to point out when that video, if you ever go find it, well, first of all, he asks for people to bring in, he wants to know, is your state under mandatory vaccinations? I wouldn't waste my time in understanding that. He wants to know that, but what is he going to do with that? What's his people and commenters going to do with that? But in the video, if you get to it, and if you go yourselves to the Arizona law that he cites, and I think it was 36-787, you'll see at C and C1, what I've been telling you is the answer to defeat that imposition of mandatory vaccinations. And so and that is what, folks, it should be right on the tip of your tongue all the time, that there is no test, okay? There's no ability to do what is stated in that objectively. And the only way, I'm going to point out here again, I focused in on the habeas corpus. You will have to do one at some point if they get serious with this. He says it's going to his state. Well, we knew we talked about Colorado. We've talked about it coming to all kinds of states. I think it was in Washington State. It's across the eastern country. You're going to just see that number explode. What purpose is it to know that? You have to know for where you are in the government tyrant you're going to be addressing, how to stop that for yourself. Now, I'm going to offer something, but I don't rely on it as a last-minute measure. You're still going to have to know what the elements of a habeas are. Because what they'll end up doing is tying you up, well, maybe literally tying you up or getting it so that you can't do a written habeas anywhere. And we'll see that might be coming here with the next report. What you need to know is the elements of a habeas so you can file, if you will, an oral habeas. You'll still have to know the same stuff, but you'll be able to at least put on the record that they're denying and suspending that. And that's why I say you will have to have friends. You'll have to understand and have your family, even if all of a sudden you disappear because of someone decided to tattletale on you, fink on you, whatever they're going to do, and it's going to be now a suspicion. If you see the Arizona law, there's even the suspicion. What I've been telling you defeats that even, but more as we move, I've already talked about it. The focus on knowing what state is improper for protecting each one of you. Each one of you is going to have to know the elements of the habeas, no matter whether or not you are able to write one up. That's what I said. The fundamental failure for us was that a society that we didn't even know, we weren't even intelligent enough to know about that and to make one to file for ourselves. And most people won't know that because most people won't be able to help their friends either, which they also have a right to stop an unwarranted restraint of liberty. And that list can be quite long. And in fact, a lot of you are overwhelmed about how long that list is. And I said, stop overwhelming yourself. That's whenever the government becomes that tyrant that's an oppressor, oppressive, an occupier, even outside of it and under the occupier, you're going to be violated. Stop looking at the list of harm. Look at a few so that you have the cause. You have the harm to bring the standing for the cause. Just take the first three or five. And we're going to get to that. Someone's doing that. It's not in the United States, interestingly. It's going to be up in Canada. And so your Kanuckistonians might want to pay attention to this. I haven't had time to read the case, but at any rate, to qualify it, there's some things I do appreciate in it, some things I'm not so sure about. But we'll touch a couple things. Again, just touching it, just the high points. My state has authorized the mandatory vaccinations. Spiro's YouTube has been pulled. I don't know where it went. I couldn't find another one. In it, he makes some clear statements. He points to you the Arizona law. I'm pointing to you the point number C and number C1. I've answered that already within the context of mandatory. You attack them where I've said, not where you think. Masks won't help. The knowledge about masks or distance, social distancing, or your disdain over all that is not going to save you on these points. And so I've been trying to keep you ahead, keep your mind ahead of what has to happen. And they're moving this thing pretty quickly. You're still going to know whether you want to acknowledge this or not. Those of you that are not in areas, I suppose, you're not going to see it either. But that's once they start to roll the mandatory nature out, it's going to be very difficult for anybody to not have to know how to orally discuss and file orally the demand for the habeas, and hopefully you'll have friends that can demand that on top of it. You're going to need to start working together. And I don't even know what to say. I want to keep saying, this is not a joke. I don't know what more to say. This is really coming down. I don't know what unleashed the gates of hell, but they did, and we didn't check it as a people, and we have every power to check it, and all the time, and when you didn't, I told you, they learned from the lack of your knowledge and response. And I've been trying to show you at least two or three paths on how that would work, and I still don't see, I see lots of people want to try, but the try is not going to get us there. So Spiro makes another presentation. I noticed this story went all over the place. The videos drop. I want you to point out inside there, you can go right to the Arizona law he points out, then I want you to identify in C and C1 whether or not what I've told you would be answered there, and you will have to, in every state, not just Arizona, every state will have these statutes like this that you're going to have to at least advance what I've been saying if you don't find a better one. Point is, you're going to have to at least understand what I'm saying to be able to understand to advance a better one if there's one there, and if there is, I want to hear about it. We need some real heavy firepower to come up against what's coming on us. Because, we've heard this a little before, but now it's coming into place, Arkansas National Guard transporting COVID-19 patients to an isolation facility. In the Arizona law, they talk about essentially people that are presumed to have it. You have to be able to take away that presumption from them to believe you have this stuff. And it's not going to be, you're not going to deal with Maybe I don't know if they're what the translation from National Guard IQ to cops are, since they're all pretty much the military, and I placed them in the minus 80 IQ type of position. They're not going to listen to you. They're going to do their supposed duty. They're on their mission to accomplish. Arkansas now is given this report out that they're going to transport people to isolation facilities. Where do we get that? We heard that also in other statutes that were coming along that added into legislation that was to be put on this year in states. This is consistent. Again, when you start seeing 100% of the states putting in these laws or wanting to, my sense is it's a plan. If you think you can get away from this when they come to knock on your door because someone else lied on you about that, you're going to have a bag of law, a bag of conditions, a bag of threat, a bag of challenge that is in the law, and not in what your opinion of the law is, it really more of identifying the duty and obligation the government had and failed. And it's going to be along this point, until I'm told different and shown different, it's going to be along the lines as I've been instructing the entire time, and it's not my opinion. I've been going right to the case law that presents it, and I've been going right to the code, the existing code, to prove it. in each one of your states, any of you that contacted me, you know this, each one of your states has a process to make this so, and they have it. So they're relying in the law, without the law, and without the certification. And this is going to be beyond any opinion. You can have an opinion. I see the statement, Moose Girl, in the chat. That's not going to cut it. If they're on you, it's not going to cut it. You better have a better word in your mouth than that. My mind has really been going that I'm looking at a real serious thing, and I don't think people appreciate it, and I don't know what to do about that. So I just had to tell myself, I just have to do what I can, and I'm just going to have to kind of distance myself on what I feel about how bad this can get. And again, if you're in the cities, I think that's certainly more contained and controllable. That'll probably happen. But Arkansas already comes out now, and Arkansas did a couple of other things, but getting back over to what they want to demand on you, and we can go through a lot of, you know, the back and forth, I suppose, on these masks and whether you're going to wear it. That's probably the first indicator. If you don't have a mask on, that's going to give them the probable cause to believe, because they've set up a presumption that this illness is out there. And you're going to have to be able to show that you aren't in a condition that can do what they've been saying. How much paperwork you end up having to carry, it won't be the papers they want, it's the paper to defend yourself is going to be up for grabs. But getting back, when they start to decide that everyone has the ability to be a carrier, to be put in isolation, this report comes up, respiratory virus shedding and exhaled breath and efficacy of face masks was a study that came forward. I'm just going to hit some points relative to the statements within it that I want to point out. I'm not discussing the logic. If you read these studies, they're trying to press for more control. What you're looking for in these studies are the anomalies that explain and admit they don't even know what they're dealing with, that they aren't really fulfilling what they're saying. Because if you look at the WHO, the WHO, not the Rock Group of the Owl, but the World Health Organization paperwork, they're pressing positions, but when you look inside the documentation, it doesn't support actually what they're saying. They're just utilizing it to try and show some plausibility that it's viable. And here's a statement on this report. Among the samples collected without a face mask, we found that a majority of participants with influenza virus and coronavirus infection did not shed detectable virus in respiratory droplets or aerosols. And then they go on and talk about a whole lot more. But when you hear that, then what are they? There is no control, and the control that they think that they're using doesn't exist. And you can point out on this whether or not it would help you, but this is what you have to do beforehand now, and why, if you want to start writing a letter, you want to go against these governors. And as I said, these masks, the manufacturer saying the masks won't protect you against COVID, give you the key to enter in and have a dialogue with the one who is ordering you to wear a mask that doesn't work. And then you point out this study that at least points out that there isn't anything that, when there's no symptoms, there's also no, the study shows there's no detectable shedding either. And why would there be? And so you're breaking down what their logic is, because they have none. And then the other point here is the major limitation on our study was a large proportion of participants with undetectable viral shedding in exhaled breath for each of the viruses studied. Well, if it was undetectable, why do they presume it was supposed to be there? Is the inanity of these studies built into one sentence right here? And this starts to now move on the same logic that the government's using to make all the controls that are now raising the belief. They want to make a reasonable belief about the fact. You take that away. If you don't speak in this manner, that you're taking away the ability to have for them to have reason. In other words, what they're doing is arbitrary and capricious. If you don't speak in those terms, whatever your complaint is will not have any air at all. It'll die right there. So where they have to have reasonable belief, you're now having to work, look in these studies to take that away. Since the method is they don't actually have a base foundation from which to speak. Now you see how powerful there is no test to identify an infectious agent. Here, when they thought they had an infectious agent, they couldn't be detected. And in fact, when you find out, there's no protection at all, and there's no transmission, because they also don't understand the mode of transmission for whatever they don't know about. And you're going to have to start organizing your thoughts in this manner, concise little short statements. Today I'm pointing out the anomalies in studies that would otherwise say we need to have more protection, and inside it they admit they don't even know what they're dealing with. You can't just say they don't know what they're dealing with, you have to then cite the particulars. Here's a speaking now to possibly another co-definition for the PCR limitations, the fact that it doesn't define anything as the cause. When we read, indeed, we identified virus RNA in a small number of participants who did not cough at the time during the 30-minute exhaled breath collection, which would suggest droplet and aerosol routes of transmission are impossible from individuals with no obvious signs of symptoms. Pretty well takes out the asymptomatic condition. The RNA, they have to be talking PCR test. But that's actually the hybrid RNA, isn't it? The hybrid DNA RNA that they're looking at, not actually RNA, that people who had it didn't cough. Now, how would you expect to get a return when the people that have it are not coughing? And how does that then translate over to the symptoms that required cough is another anomaly that they admit. Indeed, we identified RNA, but those people didn't cough, and so we're going to blame that on those people. They might be transmissible carriers, even though they don't shed and they never cough. The very reasoning that they are trying to use, it says it's the transmission mode, which they really don't know. We'll maybe get to that. I got gobs of tabs here today. I forget how much I actually read when I read. I don't realize how fast I read to pull things together. But so much stuff I forgot what I'd done to try and put this together. I have tons of tabs here. Let's move on another report that we can find. This is all again from what Spiro was talking about. I guess I'm touching for them what his people that he speaks to, and Spiro. Inside the reports that he has is things that you can use to defeat what's going on if you start putting your mind to doing that and not trying to just amass more information on the spread of the tyranny. We got to stop focusing on that agent and start defeating them where they don't have a cause to be that agent. The transmission of COVID-19 virus droplets by droplets and aerosols, a critical review on the unresolved dichotomy. Right on its face, we have an anomaly. These people are relying on a set of symptoms that they have a question of the transmission mode. So this is why I think I did a Twitter also. We may understand the mask that there's problems or the mask can't do it. The main thing for that you'll see is that they'll admit they don't even understand the transmission mode, which in a way, in my mind, that eliminates any mitigation measure. And the reason why I'm saying it that way is because that's what the government has to prove, is that what they're doing is going to mitigate the spread of disease. Remember that court case that I read? And when it didn't, I think it was the Ohio judge said, when you can't identify how what you're doing is mitigating the spread, you're outside your authority. You're beyond your jurisdiction. This is the stuff I'm talking about you defeat. You don't go and say and just argue against them. You say the authority that the government has been giving itself is not fulfilling itself, and it's extending beyond its ability. Where it had a duty and obligation to stop the spread or mitigate the spread, these measures do not. These studies, although they advocate for continued mask wearing or measures or whatever, admit inside they don't know. In this case, I just read on this transmission of COVID-19, it says here, it has been a known fact that different commercial masks have different efficacies in controlling the transmission of infectious agents. It doesn't sound like much, but that right there now brings up the question, then which is the efficacious one, and then is that one even going to stop the spread? You have two questions. And where I'm leading up to something here, because if they don't declare what those are from the government side, you have them again. And they can't declare it because there is no protection, and they don't even know what they're dealing with. And you'll have the study, but what's more important? What's more important than all what I'm saying? Masks, or how I'm getting at this, or what you have to say, is that they were supposed to certify in every public health jurisdiction in the United States of America, at least, to an infectious agent. That infectious agent then had to have an outbreak which moved from outbreak to epidemic, called a communicable disease epidemic. They had to certify to that. There's a provision for it in your health codes. The same one that Spiro, similar to what Spiro pointed out about the mandatory imposition that they could do under a belief, is sitting there to protect you if you start to understand the words are there to use. It is known that the commercial masks have different efficacies. Okay, then which one is the one we're supposed to use? Otherwise, we're not stopping the transmission of the infectious agent, the obligation and duty of the government to have ordered. Otherwise, it's outside of its delegated power, even underneath the declarations of emergency that you might find. I know, maybe I just realized I may be talking fast again, but this is what, go back, if you got the file run and we got that, yeah, we're still hooked up. You got, maybe run this back and forth. And goes on to say, nevertheless, it has been proven the viral disease outbreaks via aerosol transmission are not as severe as one would think. There's the admission. It's, people think greater of the transmission ability of this. Maybe the government did too. And its over exaggeration is beyond their authority. But see, then you get back, that's the door you open right there. How did you determine the correct transmissibility of this, where this study shows and or admits that they're not as bad as most people make out to be? In other words, we're back into the politics of panic. You're not, the government has no authority to get into the politics of panic. It goes on to also say in this little passage, I'm just cutting right through this document, the things that came to my mind as I've been reading through these, but many researchers speculate that a few hundreds of SARS-CoV-2 virus would be enough to cause the disease among susceptible hosts. Did you hear the two conditions? That, first of all, many speculate is not fact. You have to have a certification of a fact. Speculation's not enough. SARS-CoV-2, that's a third one I just passed by my own. SARS-CoV-2 hasn't been proven. That's not a fact. We're going to show 239 doctors have found out there's been no identification for the cause, as I've been saying all of the time. Why the certification was so important. That's the Achilles heel of the government, even if you give them the power. I've been trying to talk on both sides, whether you take their knees out with that, no power at all, or even if you hand them the power, you still have a say. It depends on how you, well, that you have to have the say in the proper direction. Here's an anomaly that says that the researchers are speculating that even SARS-CoV-2 would be enough on what? Susceptible hosts. So for the purpose of isolation at the Arkansas level, or anybody else that wants to use the abduction principle, they don't even understand whether you're a susceptible host. They don't have a standard. You bring that up. How did you determine I was a susceptible host? Where this, if you're going to go on this study alone, where they admit you have to be a susceptible host. What's, again, you start to force the standard that they're supposed to use to narrow down, only to put the quarantine back into place and narrow down what they're doing to you. You show the anomalies that even the research experts don't experts. It's the fake experts is what they are. This is a masquerade on the use of masks. Okay? This is a raid on your life. You have to show how the experts, the researchers don't even know. And researchers are different than clinicians. And diagnosticians, they're all different. I speak to that. Why PCR is only for researchers. It's only a manufacturing tool. It has nothing to do with clinical diagnosis, and that's what's being used to harm you. Why I can go in that way, and I can say, I know the weapon they're using is faulty. It's going to misfire every time. Every time. because it's pointing out something that's not, that's not even the target. We got them. And I wish more of you would understand that. Moving on here, I got to keep going. There, mother's statement right after that paragraph of the susceptible host, that they have the government found who the susceptible host would be. It can't be everybody. This study points that out. It says here there have been numerous disagreements on the average particle size of the droplet. Well, if there's disagreements, they're not certainty. Another hole. Where was the governor or the public health authorities in your state's certain determination on the actual transmission by droplet? When I can't remember all I've researched, but we find out that we don't even know if there's droplet transmission. Why? Because they have a bunch of assumptions about transmission. And if they have only assumptions and the experts are all in confusion about it, there's no governor that can make up a mitigation of spreading the disease. That's just the symptoms, let alone the actual cause, let alone that it is the actual cause. 3 points to ask a letter. You've ordered me to wear a mask. Here's where they don't, that no manufacturer is going to say that it covers COVID. Which mask were you talking about? But while we're here, answer me these other anomalies that I find in the studies. And then you name this one. Going down a couple more lines, conversely, there have been some other postulations indicating that aerodynamic diameter of 20 microns, postulations? Aerosol? Aerodynamic diameter? Is it relevant? Postulations is not certainty. So understand what I'm doing here. I'm not arguing anything. I'm saying all of these questions do not make an ability. They remove an ability to certify to a thing that can be used by any authority, given now power because of this time the people haven't risen up. They just take that now. That have been taking the authority to do this. You have to interject yourself in these places now. Moving down even further. Next paragraph, though social distancing would be promising in combating COVID-19, the minimum distances that have been maintained between an infected person and a host are disputable and far from being established based on any scientific evidence. That is a big statement. There is no scientific evidence because they're not using the scientific principles. This was all conjecture. They said that is promising isn't certainty. Combating flu-like symptoms? Really? Is that what we're after? No. You have to have an infectious agent. This doesn't even talk to the infectious agent either. So we have an absence of a discussion in the admission. We have additional admission that even though it's promising for the symptoms, it doesn't even speak to being able to address the underlying cause. We're only talking about the infected person and a host. The host has to be a susceptible to it, don't they? How'd they prove that? I've asked you before. That's what you can put in a letter asking the governor, well, you've made this demand on me and you're threatening me with isolation. How about I need to have some certainty into this. What about this and what about this and this anomaly and this problem? What did you do to solve this and how did you certify this? And bottom line, how did you get to the cause? Because the CDC says there is no test. How did you certify to the cause? Now we get to where I'm telling you you're going to have the power, but you've gone through maybe an easier way for people to understand a letter of inquiry to find out how the heck did you get us here and what you're telling us. Is that good enough? And here's my problem with all this. If you don't do this, remember that needle in the haystack of information we were going to get on this I talked to you about way back when in January? That still sits there, folks. This whole covering could be bringing in the real problem. And unless you get this focused and cut and cleared up for yourself, between me and you, what are you going to do about the real problem that comes when these people are doing this? How are you going to protect yourself when the noise is so much you can't understand where the enemy is and what it might be? What if it's not viral? What if all this noise is covering there is something out there? I've been looking around the neighborhood here for the last year. There's lots of little things going on I've talked to you more about in nature. That nature kind of opened up a bad hand this last year. Lots of The parasitic creatures and things of natural destructions are in the world right now, just naturally. Now, what if one of those things is really sitting out there, and it's running under the cover, that there is a certain thing we need to be looking at? Anyway, moving on to, here's the anomalies that show that the experts are in dispute. They don't have a standard. They're pointing out there's no scientific evidence. What you're doing is you're addressing those that would come and say there's any of that to bring to bear. And this is how I'm asking you to consider. You're not going to move the habeas. You can put all this in a habeas as well. But if you're not going to move a habeas, if you're not going to run an injunction, write a simple letter with these points in it. Another one way down farther, it has been known, a known fact that the commerce masks have different efficiencies. I've touched that in controlling a transmissible agent. It comes up again. That's important because we're back to, well, what mask will work against the infectious agent? And by the way, Gov, where did you certify to that infectious agent I'm supposed to be aware of? What am I fighting? And when you find out, and here, the law says you're supposed to have it, here's your state laws, you're supposed to follow those, and he doesn't, or she doesn't have that, you start to now make your case. Moron, taking all cases mentioned above into consideration, one cannot simply ignore that both droplet and aerosol-laden transmission of COVID-19 are uncertain. With that statement of admission, Governor, what did you use to prove either droplet or aerosol-laden transmission and of the infectious agent? I don't want to worry. I don't care about the COVID-19. What's the infectious agent? More on to this point, to the conclusion. More research should be conducted to understand the behavior of virus-laden droplets and aerosols in different environmental settings, especially confined spaces, so the transmissions of COVID-19 pandemic in the built environment could be fully ascertained. Well, that's interesting. How about grocery stores? How about Walmart? How about any other place? All the time you have to wear a face covering everywhere? It says built environments. And they need more research. There is nothing that they have that's certain, that you can inquire upon your public health authority in a letter and say, how did you fix this problem that this study finds was really an impossibility, that we need more study? Where did you finalize that study that was needed more? Again, I'm just offering ways to get at this and pry it off the limpet. Just pry this limpet off the rock it's stuck itself to, that essentially is ruling your lives. Even if you don't think so, even if you think that an outburst is a words is going to stop this, if you think you're being protected there, it's not. Why don't you set up a record that they don't even understand, they can't understand what there is, and so how are you actually mitigating the disease that you claim? And besides, how did you prove that you have a disease? Fauci, another story going on now. Fauci says relationship with Trump is good, would step down from the task if forced if asked. The task force, if asked, he would step down. He was saying he thinks he's been doing a good job. Everybody had criticism of this. I look around, folks. Did he lock you down? Are you locked down? Are you just complaining? You can't go anywhere. You got to wear a mask. You even think about having to deal with it when you go out there? You think he's done his job? He's a celebrity. He's on the cover of a magazine. He says, I think I did a good job. And everybody said, no, you didn't. I'm saying, yeah, he did. And you've been crickets to that whole thing the whole entire time. I think he's the genius, actually. And he's committing crimes. And so when a society can't arrest the criminal perpetrator, we're in some real trouble. And then they stick it in a place that you have to do certain types of a methodology, that's even more trouble. And here behind the woodshed, I've been explaining most all of this. I haven't found anything new. I haven't found anything that stumped me yet. Now, moving into, he's done a great job. He's done a great job of locking this whole place down and still having his job, and no one's asked him to go away, and Trump didn't throw him down like I told you he should have. No, he's all working it out, and now Trump's going to support these vaccines and the military to come and inject you with them. Yeah, and yet we find out that half the people have severe responses, and that's considered safe. Title 50 starting to ring a little bit loud here. Military occupation trying to start to ring again, as I've been telling you. Well, in Norway, gym goers avoid infections as the virus recedes. They did a study in gyms, and they have a certain standard. It's 3 feet of separation for activities, 6 feet when they can, and they have people go back into the gyms, and guess what? Found no transmission. No, in fact, the only one that they found that had this thing was someone who never went to the gym during the test period. Anyway, you can read all this stuff. I don't have time to go through every little bit. Really, there's no time to hold hands. You're going to have to take the responsibility to go and find what I'm saying, how I'm saying it, that what I'm saying is valid. Test that always, and then address it, because these people mean business. Another point of departure for people that to understand, there's another voice out there that shows this is fraud. I've been showing you how to approach it in the, if you will, the law side, legal even, how they're utilizing those conditions to exploit you. When on the face, there's authorities that tell you the lockdown based on scientific fraud. To me, those two words can't exist. Scientific and fraud can't exist together. But at any rate, should just be fraud. Because why? They actually said in the other statement that they don't have the science. At any rate, going on, they say it's scientific fraud. Viral German documentary demolishes COVID-19 hype pandemic based on data falsification. Now, everybody wants to rail and show and prove how many databases they can show are fraudulent. Okay, what are you going to do with it? You only need a couple, actually. Then once you have those couple to show that that's the ramifications of not certifying. Of course it's not going to be but data fraud. Once you identify they have no basis to even have a number, the existence of a database is a fraud. When you get to realize what I'm saying about that, you realize all this information haystack that we're being inundated with, that we're buried in, is easily torched. I said easily, Vince. Or you just step aside it, or you never enter into it. Okay, so if you need an opinion and you wanted to see in all the ways they are, and you think all the databases, you need to really hit hard on the database fraud, well, here's another document for you right there. Another one, modelers were astronomically wrong in COVID-19 predictions, says leading epidemiologist, and the world is paying the price. There's the harm. For astronomical wrongs, you can see how someone else, Dr. John Lonitis, is exposing bad science, all right? I don't believe, again, it's fraud. It's fraud with a purpose to harm you. Underneath rule of law and democracy principle, that's extortion, coercion, and conversion. Those are felonies by commission and omission to do the proper thing. Where you have an obligation and duty, that's also a trust breach on top of it all. And then by way of the oath. Okay, I've given you a whole bunch of stuff you can line out. But modelers were astronomically wrong. That's not science. I've told you about models, folks. You just throw in a line. The models relied on were not even science. You build it up from the statement that says there was no science about this. What are you doing? You're not arguing about there's no science and that settles it. You're talking to someone who made a decision who wants everybody to believe they've been basing it on science. And where do I get that? Well, we start to see that in the Arkansas, we'll get to the Arkansas orders that actually speak to all that, that there's lots of evidence. And then the first evidence they have is anecdotal. Well, that's not evidence. And so you start seeing in their own document in Arkansas, you want to attack to Arkansas. I went through that a bit. They're right, like all these guys are, or gals. COVID antibody tests are a fraud. Cochrane Review. 11,000 publications and 16,000 samples. Well, they're a fraud. They're not. Let me get some specificity here. If you understand this better, I think you articulate better as well. The COVID antibody test doesn't exist. An antibody test exists, but it doesn't identify any particular cause. But in and of itself, an antibody test may not be fraud if it's used for its proper purpose, which the inventor says is the research lab. Anywhere outside of that claims are made, now it's fraud. And when you understand how to parse this down and actually identify it, you can then make a distinction on where someone cannot use the information. And in one sentence, you show where it was proper and where it was improper, and you invalidate the purported authority being used when you speak to that. And so I'm challenging this title to identify how you break this down in order to become someone who is intelligent in presenting the challenge to someone who wants to defeat you and oppress you. You don't do it by opinion. You lay out how the factual condition. You don't get wordy about it either. You don't have to. You notice, if you were to write down my sentences, you'll see when I'm speaking about something, at least my mind is telling me, it's in a sentence. It all packs pretty tight. To explain it to you seems like endless words, but what you need to say is packed pretty tight. The antibody test cannot tell you that it's COVID, which we understand to be coronavirus, the common cold. But it can't tell anything. It can't tell between a viral insult or a bacterial insult or whatever, just environmental insult. It doesn't distinguish. And then it's not done clinically because that test is not for clinical use. That's the fraud. The use was supposed to be confined, the antibody test was supposed to be confined to research needs. When they pulled it out, that's the fraud. They're getting people to believe it's more than what it is. We have more information on if you needed to see a doctor and evidence. We had a real social existence in the digital environment, because Dr. Carrie Medej on COVID-19 vaccines, the video, she has a lot of statements to be. I look at the doctor, she could come in with an affidavit, she could make the statements relative to her witness, relative to something that's actually in the statement that you would make, and she would have an official statement to make for you in support, as any other doctor might. And why do you have to do that? Well, because if you don't do it through the habeas, then the burden's on you. So you're going to have to back up your information. You're actually having to do a little more work, actually a lot more work, when you advance the point. Although, you can do a simple letter, and you go through the list, as I said earlier, this, 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 and this is all a question based on this study. How did you come to the term? And here's the law. It was more important that you know the state law that required that they did come up with that before. So the study said that they couldn't come up with something. They're alleging they have come up with something. Where's the certification to that? And now you've caught them in their crime, the official crime. Seems to me simple, a pretty simple approach, even if you don't want to go the court route or whatever, the habeas route. And the habeas, you can do it with a quarantine, but otherwise you'd likely, most everybody that I read doesn't understand this. So, or I see and talk, I read in the chats and stuff, you don't understand the habeas, so I don't think it's available to you where there isn't a quarantine until you actually get cited for something. Then you're going to have to know it as a collateral attack, not an injunction. So, anyway, there's always a place for it. And if you had this, we as a society had a common knowledge of this, I think, I wouldn't feel so, whatever I'm feeling about how serious a condition we're in and how much trouble it's going to be for people. Moving into, John Rappaport, Mr. Trump, you're not Tom Paine. Again, finding out that Trump is not here. He has the position, but he's actually not, if you will, the patriot. He's actually not the acknowledgement of how to call out the rat. And John does a great job of bringing all this up. Again, I still have a bit of criticism. Everybody that has all this data, start to do with it. In fact, I had no response from one of the doctors that goes to my Twitter feed that gets retweeted all the time about all the answers that she has. And I asked, when will we be asserting that there is no test? When does that time finally come? Because that's the answer now. And I get no response. Not even in what do you mean? What'd you say? How's that? Nothing. And I have trouble with, it's not like I have to be the center of the universe here, but I have trouble understanding how we don't have an interaction about these things, and I've been talking for 7 months, and there's been nobody that's come forward, no one that's come forward to say, you know, you're just off the hook, off the wall, off the hook. This is where you've got it wrong. Nobody yet. And yet I keep reading and reading and reading, and it just keeps confining, down to what I've said already before. The answer is really how you have to get to the question now, because it's all cluttered, but that there is no test is the answer. And I say that not on its own. It's relative to the fact they had to certify, and they haven't, nowhere. And moving on here. So John's got a good point. He calls out Trump. Not that I don't care about him calling out Trump, but anybody in the position of Trump could have been this so-called hero, this patriot that could have actually showed up. I've discussed this already before. He just brings it to the fore again. And his technique about doing that to Trump, that is a way to get at, I don't know if he gets an answer, but that's a start of the way. That's the same kind of thing I'm asking you to do, but more specific to the legalisms of the obligations of the politicians, the governor. Is that you had certain obligations of duty to fulfill and you failed. This documents and studies say that you could not have come up with these things. How did you? Now we get to the point of how you did and we have an infectious agent. What was your rationale where this study says there is none and no basis to get a rationale for just telling me to wear a mask? The companies say cannot stop what you're saying. It needs to be stopped. That you're causing me to do and causing my society and my friends and my neighbors to attack me over. You're interfering with my right to associate with people without a basis. What is your basis? Without a basis on the record, what is your basis? What was the record? What was I get that? I get that out of your statute. Every state statute has this basis that they're supposed to certify to. Make the assessment to certify to. Dozens of babies test positive for coronavirus in one Texas county. Well, I found this story kind of interesting, and I can only read so much, got so much things that I'm in my head doing, you know, trying to keep together. I actually lost how I was even going to get here today until last night, working hard to re-go through how I got to my thoughts. But then this pops up, dozens of babies test positive. Well, first of all, my mind was, well, I thought babies don't really have an immune system to respond for quite a few months at least. Number one. Number two, when that diminishing, that increasing ability over the first year, because they say it was babies in the first, before the first year, is a changing vector, if you will. It's a changing capacity. And this PCR test, which they are only talking PCR testing positive as antibodies, had to make them do the test quite a lot in order to find the smallest amounts. They didn't account for all that problem within the PCR test problem, even as a lab research tool. But why wouldn't, once you get into the antibody creation, they must be talking about only babies that are like 8 months and 7-8 months old to a year. And why wouldn't they throw a positive? Aren't their bodies responding to a bunch of new insults that their body's now training on? Doing the heavy lifting? And yet this is thrown out there like they can test for the coronavirus is the problem, when that antibody test cannot. Some might be common cold related. Some might be this new being just kind of getting used to this filthy environment. And yet nobody calls this thing out, it seems. But anyway, we can keep listening to the promotion, or we can start to cut through how the anomalies happen. If you have an understanding of what the PCR test, where it's supposed to be used, where it's being used, you got that anomaly. You go through the studies that show that they just don't have a clue. Everyone's arguing over this. And that you find the law, the due process in law requires certainty. Then you and the people are proclaiming certainty. You have your attack vector against that tyranny. Did it again. Nice short statements. Okay, here we are, starting next week, not wearing a mask in Arkansas. Toto-ish? Could result in a $500 fine. Could. Read the story, they tell you they're going to give you a warning. That warning, I looked at that, and you don't be belligerent, they'll likely just give you a warning. But if they give you the warning, that gives you the first notice you have a problem for you. You take the name of the officer that's imposing. You now use that as the key to open the door to do everything that I've just said to counter the notice of warning that you must comply. And you put it on them to defend their position, but you put it in the elements that I've laid out. And now they give you the key. They start handing you the key to start to become interactive with the problem and shut it down for you. And the rest, if you figure out how to do the record. Was it Vinny saying, we're not in our Kansas anymore? Toto? Yeah, we're not there no more. So, starting next week, it's probably the week starting in Arkansas, the same place they're going to now pick you up National Guard, your state guard. They're guarding the state is what they're doing. They're guarding it from you. At any rate, now the Arkansas governor is now requiring masks statewide. Okay, it's coming to roost. Everyone's going to say this is not the fight to fall on my sword over. It's not the fight, but it is the one that gets you in to be able to do the fight. Because what this does, the imposition allows you to attack the lack of basis that they have to impose it. The way I've been suggesting, unless you have a better one. And again, if you have one, I want to hear it. Absolutely, we need some refined redress working here. Maybe faster and better than I've offered, but I don't think so. It's pretty direct. Obligation and duties, black and white. What they're supposed to do is black and white. And when you state that and you show that the counter positions are that they couldn't even come to the conclusion, and bottom line is there is no test, and there's no science, and there is no test, how did you come to your findings? And based on the findings in science and certification, then how did you come to the fact that the mitigation members to limit the spread were actually viable, where this study says it's impossible. They don't even have a clue. All the experts are lying. Who's the oracle you went to in order to get the answer, O King? Arkansas issues statewide face mask mandate as coronavirus cases surge. The common cold is driving this, all right? And they, I don't know, unless there's something new, I've been told you can't cure the common cold. I think they're thinking they can try, but that's a guess, and by golly, and that's not what the government was supposed to be able to do unless you allowed it. And every time you do that and don't speak in the right ways, they're going to continue to do. Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson on Thursday issued a statewide mandate for people to wear masks in public amid a surge of coronavirus cases. So again, it's not even on SARS-CoV-2, it's merely the common cold. And you're now ordered to do things you look at the proclamations. Now I have links for all this. Executive order pursuant to the public health emergency concerning COVID-19 has declared an executive order 2037 for the purpose of requiring face coverings. Oh, so what about these masks and what about these face coverings? And wow, what about respirators and all this other stuff? Well, they're all different and they all have these standards and these classifications. In fact, the Twitter thing shows that masks state right from the manufacturer, this doesn't stop COVID-19. This doesn't stop what? The symptoms, the flu-like symptoms. That's all they're talking about here, stopping flu-like symptoms. What authority does the governor have to stop flu-like symptoms? See, remember, they have no authority unless it's novel and they can identify it. They still really actually haven't identified SARS-CoV-1, actually. They never got a vaccine because they can't, actually. Then we get into SARS-CoV-2. This is like the pig's fly flu 2.0. It's all the same, right? And they don't even look at whether or not, again, the susceptible host thing was important. Because if you can have a regime that their science can't disprove, then you can at least have the presumption on your favor that you're not a susceptible host, notwithstanding the order. And a letter can start to work that out. You don't have to get so legalistic. Those letters are legalistic in a way, but they're just, you don't perceive them to be the same. You situate them, you state them the same way as you would a legal document, actually, when you get right into it. And we were supposed to be a society that understood that. That's the second order, 24 executive order pursuant to the 41 and the 43 are together. They say, whereas an outbreak of coronavirus disease, COVID-19, has spread throughout the world, resulting in a global pandemic, whereas that's outside the jurisdiction of Arkansas. What did they do inside the jurisdiction of Arkansas? The outbreak is not enough. It has to be an epidemic. He doesn't claim epidemic here. So what's the emergency for if it's merely an outbreak even so? And then what? The so-called, the non-declared, they didn't change the assessment, the as pandemic that the WHO declared? Well, it's not valid for Arkansas. Why? Because their state law, well, until I'm going to go this way until it's different. Their state law, you'll probably find in Arkansas, likely says they have to assess and certify. Where's that a certification based on their findings, not the suggestion of China? And let's enter that just a little bit. I hear lots of people, that's a Chinese weapon. This way. It could be. I told you that's the needle. Are we dealing with a needle? But is that the is that an excuse to impose in the United States of America if it was just a suggestion to cause economic harm in the United States, which worked? That was a war attack, that they presumed something on us and we accepted it without a test? See, this is where you see the governors now caused the harm. China didn't. Because until they have a test to show the SARS-CoV-2, it doesn't exist. And so they've overreacted. When they when that would have checked it for them, they refused to do that. So we haven't even got to an outbreak. And even if we did, we didn't get to a pandemic. Where do I get that? I read it to you from the CDC acknowledging what every state goes through. It's a thing of public health concern. It's an outbreak. Once it gets outside the area of initial outbreak occurrence, then it becomes epidemic in an area. Did they do that? They go, no. They said they took the suggestion from China, which could have been a war maneuver against this country, and they just went ahead and agreed with it. And yet when they finally made assessments in the counties, I'm understanding, they found nothing. And I hear crickets on all this. It's just astonishing to me anyway. So we could go through it. We could destroy all these executive orders all the same way. You have these executive orders in Arkansas to be able to line out what you want. You don't have to go. You could go on every one of it, but line out the most powerful position. Throw in what I've said in the past if you have those notes, or maybe even what I said this broadcast, and ask, send him a letter. And guess what? You put the time limit to respond because it's an imperative. You need to find out what's really going on so you can really protect yourself. That's another counter to his claim in this state. And now you start to establish, without that answer, his orders look void. They look without support. They look unlawful. And then you start to put that in your pocket when you start going out. And you start building the bag of law that you have that way with your studies to show whoever comes against you, first of all, I think, and this is not a way to, you can do it any way you want. I'd want to know whether or not they were a medical professional to be insisting on medical advice to me. And how do you do that? Well, you have another piece of paper regarding the guidances that will show you the masks come with their own problems. And this reflects back on the ones, the governors or the health authorities that are imposing them where the manufacturers are saying there's limitations on their use. And if you understand what you're reading in these, it's a joke in my mind. What I've told you about going into traffic court, if everybody, all people who got written up on traffic would just fight their tickets through collateral attacks, you would destroy the judicial system regarding traffic court. It would bog it down and tie it up. So they could never get through. This is the same condition, but in the House of the Governor. If everybody would just write the letters, even if you don't want to go legalistically and defend yourself and understand your fundamental rights in the Constitution to habeas, you write the letters I'm suggesting and you start insisting and you have hundreds and thousands of you doing this, you're going to bog this thing down and expose how criminal it is, all in that regard as well. And every one of you then have this evidence that they don't have actually a certified basis for their action, and they don't have that their orders are actually harmful. Not just arbitrary and capricious, but harmful in a lot of the ways I said earlier in the broadcast. So I went over to, they referenced in these executive orders another executive order, but they're an error in their own executive order referring to the WHO. The WHO guidance is really not something they're supposed to be going on, but even if you let them give them that much, they referred to a subsequent guidance that only has, it's only an edited version. It's some additions. It's not even the entire thing. So they don't even reference the right guidance, which can be attacked. But the Arkansas Department of Health guidance of the use of a face covering by the general public. This is where we start to see things like they're treating everybody as a, what do you call it, a laborer in the state. Because when you see what these masks are supposed to do, they happen to be dealing with professionals in labor. That's federal, actually. Keeping it here, general public, face coverings. They relate this Arkansas department to SARS-CoV-2, the cause of COVID-19. Plenty of evidence shows that SARS-CoV-2 is the cause of COVID. That right there is attackable. Where is, you didn't put the evidence in your, in the guidance, in your executive order, and exact, where these studies show that there is no, the CDC says there is no test, what test did you use to identify that cause? Let alone, I also want to know what the test used to identify the cause itself. The correlation of causation and the thing itself. I want to know, where did you certify to that, Governor? This is the first comma in the very first statement in their guidance for face coverings. More and more evidence supports the transmission of SARS-CoV-2. Where? You didn't mark it. It's through aerosol droplets. The study says that he's wrong. The study says that any study isn't even scientific. That's just point two. We go on and on. You go through and destroy this. Here we go. More and more evidence supports. I don't want to hear the phrase more and more. I want to see the evidence. First of all, I want to see the certification for SARS-CoV-2 being the causative agent, not the suggestion by somebody in China. That's the law. But more and more evidence supports the efficacy of wearing masks for the prevention of transmission of COVID-19. Then they say anecdotal but significant support is not scientific evidence at all. And it goes on and on. I don't really go right through this whole thing quickly. Could identify all these things. Off the top of my head, I can just look at this and show you how that order has no support in law whatsoever, no support in science, and it is the thing you can use to address for clarification. You don't have to make it that interesting. I just need some clarification here, Governor. Can we do that? Can we even do that? Now, we move over to another document from the WHO. And what was this document? This was advice on the use of masks in context of COVID-19. Okay, well, it didn't say face coverings. But guess what? We get to something that alludes to the face coverings. Let me go through the highlights I have for this document. Second column over on the right-hand side says, this document does not focus on respirators. For guidance on the use of respirators, CIPC guidance during health care when COVID-19 infection is suspected. And let me offer something, an idea that came to me. When they made the order that your whole territory of a state is underneath a pandemic so-called, and an epidemic so-called, they created the whole state to be in a health care condition. Do not divorce the idea here. You can pull these things together and create an environment by which you can actually add more things into the mix. This whole thing becomes a healthcare environment. Now you start to impose upon the governor by this statement the obligation to tell you certain things. They referred to this document. That's why you can do it. You refer to the reference to this, and then you bring this up. Wearing a mask, a medical mask, is one of the prevention measures that can limit the spread of certain respiratory viral diseases, including COVID-19. It's a pretty bold statement. Let's run with it. Let's give them the credit. Inside, you haven't thrown it off, so we're going to have to stay inside the authority they're using. And this is the way you have to keep your mind fluid on how you address this. They're saying it's including COVID. I'll tell you, in the legal return, that's the only thing they're interested in. When it says including is limiting to COVID-19, the symptoms. Okay, so a mask can stop the spread of symptoms. I'll agree. There are sometimes, and this is part of the things, if your response is a symptom, you infect somebody, let's say like the surgeon's going to blow the bacteria into an open wound, and then you have a response, if you can block the surgeon blowing chunks into an open wound, yeah, you could stop the effects, the flu-like symptoms later. Keep moving. However, it says, in bold, the use of a mask alone is insufficient to provide an adequate level of protection, and other measures should also be adopted. Wow. What does that mean? That means a mask alone, even by this, we're talking about what? The mask, not respirators. We don't even know about those in this study, but the face coverings and the regular masks need something more. Governor, What more do we need? And why, if we needed more by the who that you related to, why didn't you tell us we need more? Have you put us in harm's way? What's your science behind being able to only say counter to the WHO despite your reliance on WHO? Going on, there is limited evidence that wearing a medical mask by healthy individuals in the households or among contacts of sick patient or among attendees at mass gatherings may be beneficial as a preventative measure. Now, we don't say that on its own. We say, while that, the WHO says this, we also show by this statement that it's also detrimental. We bring up that little paragraph. So, healthy individuals aren't going to benefit at all. And yet, you then turn over, well, now what's the harm? Because that's how they work. You show the harm. We'll show that in a second. All by CDC and WHO statements. Going on, however, there is currently no evidence that wearing a mask, parenthetically, whether medical or other types, by healthy persons in the wider community setting, including universal community masking, can prevent them from infection with respiratory viruses, including COVID-19. Governor, how'd you come up with the fact that a face covering is going to protect healthy people? Because the WHO that you rely on says that's not the case. What's your science, Governor? What's your cause? What's the infectious agent you're after that isn't COVID-19, though? Because this is referencing COVID-19. Governor, help us. Our Savior, help us. I hope you pick up this is sarcastic and how to show that in people that are supposed to be authority, that are really authorita. Medical masks should be reserved for healthcare workers. Interesting little thing here. The use of medical masks in the community may create a false sense of security. You think? It just said healthy people aren't protected. You think, folks? Oh, gosh. What's hard? What's so hard here to get? I mean, truly, what is so hard here to make a letter? Just get in the... Become an author of letters, I guess. You don't have to even get assertive. You can... A lot of people get... They get a furred because they're interacting with people. They shouldn't. When they do that, then those people take advantage of you. And so I don't know what to say about that. I had another thing here. It's not coming up. Excuse me. I had a little bit of a tech diff on this. What happened here? Well, I guess I'm going to be done because of all the notes I had. Just disappeared for me. I can't get to the second page. But at any rate, so... There you are, healthy people, there's no covering, and also, that's what the, I'll just say in paraphrase to this, because I don't have it in front of me. They then refer in this document that you're supposed to be a professional that follows the guidelines given to you by your employer or the person of authority doing that. There you go. They state that you have to have guidance on using these tools of the professional healthcare system. Now you've been indoctrinated. This healthcare pandemic, this healthcare state now is in every corner, now has to have someone to come and instruct you. You can point to this document to have the governor explain how you are considered a public health official that has to have this standard, OSHA standard, imposed upon you for something that is not going to affect you and actually can harm you. Where is the mask that I'm supposed to use? There's no mask that can protect you, so which one do you want? And what are you protecting against, since there is no test, when the referring to the mask maker's use, it says, because it says that, you got to follow the mask maker's use of the tool here, the mask, failure to follow all the instructions and limitations on the use of this respirator and or failure to wear this respirator during all times of exposure can reduce respirator effectiveness and may result in sickness or death. Sounds like a get out of free jail card, but you can use that. What's the proper use? In the U.S., before occupational use of this respirator, A written respirator protection program must be implemented, meeting all the requirements of OSHA 29 CFR 1910.134, such as training, fit testing, medical evaluation, and applicable OSHA as OSHA substance-specific standards in Canada. You Kanukistanians, listen up. CSA standard, if you didn't think this was global, wow, to Z94-4 requirements must be met and or requirements of the applicable jurisdiction as appropriate. Follow all applicable local regulations. Get back to the top for occupational use. This doesn't make a provision for non-occupational use, the proper use, the improper use of which could give you sickness and death, folks. Sounds like a vaccine data sheet to me. Number three, the particles which can be dangerous to your health include those so small that you cannot see them, defines what they think that they're keep protecting you against. You use this where you can't see your particles could mean sickness and death. Now, what am I reading from? This is the 3M instruction sheet from their website for their respirator mask, that N95 we're all so proud about, the one that they keep everyone wants you to wear. And by the way, and it hasn't been said just by me, it came out before I could say it, so I just held back. Everyone's seeing it now. What is the complaint if your mask works that I don't wear one anyway? And isn't that the same answer to vaccines? And isn't that the same answer to anything else like these agenda-driven, nonsensical control systems? At any rate, keep moving. Limitations on the use of this. This respirator does not supply oxygen. Becomes important later because it actually depletes it. We'll see that from the CDC. Do not use in atmospheres containing less than 19.5% oxygen. Again, it's not something we haven't touched here behind the woodshed either. Number two, do not use when concentrations of contaminants are immediately dangerous to life and health. Life and health are unknown, or when concentrations exceed 10 times the permissible exposure limit, PEL, or according to specific OSHA standards or applicable government regulations, whichever is lower. Governor, I can't see it. I can't know the concentrations. It's unknown. Save me. Help me. Help me, Governor. Now, Governor, how'd you protect against that in your order? Number six, just jumping through here, folks. What I picked out is all the exceptions that kind of kill this whole thing. If you just write it down in a letter and send it off and say, we need an answer for this, and in the lack of answer means you're trying to kill me. And you're not stopping the spread, which means you're outside your thing. Even if you can identify it, you're not stopping the spread. Even if there is a test, but we know there isn't, so how'd you certify? Boy, again, I can go round in circles and circles on this and just get back to the same point. Number seven, individual with a compromised respiratory system, such as asthma or emphysema, should consult a physician and must complete a medical evaluation prior to use. Did they tell you that, folks? Did they pay you to go to the doctor to have the checkup? Can they force you to go do that? What if you just don't know and you're okay with that, but you're afraid you might have asthma? Maybe you have allergies that kicks you into what you think is asthma. Don't use the mask. How did they solve that in their order that you have to wear? Well, you're going to find out there is no order, actually, that's lawful. And I'll stop here. This document goes on and on. 17 pages of proper use and limitations. The proper understanding and execution of which, the improper execution understanding, which can kill you or make you sick, doesn't seem to be a very good guarantee that the order is valid, in my mind, that it can help you at all. And it wasn't intended to. Let's go to the CDC. Well, who should not wear a cloth face covering? See, that was for masks. That was for the respirator now, not the surgical or medical. There's a distinction for all of this. They say who should make face coverings? Anywhere having breathing trouble. Anyone. Who declares that? The cop? Well, they're going to take that, but will you let that happen? And I don't mean in an argument. In your letter, you say, I tend to have trouble breathing with something over my face. How are you resolving that? Where was your money to pay for my medical checkup and to cause, and where's your payment for me to be a laborer in the profession of healthcare? And Where was my proper training under labor relative to OSHA and relative to these masks that are not made for me in the public? And how are you resolving that, Governor? How are you fixing all this within the limitations that could kill me if I make a mistake, Governor? Cloth face coverings are a critical preventative measure and are most essential in times when social distancing is difficult. If cloth face coverings cannot be used, make sure to take other measures to reduce the risk of COVID-19 spread. How is that consistent with the last mask instructions or the WHO? This is off the CDC website now. I have to hope you say that it's inconsistent. Face shields. No. They'll tell you that those masks, which are, as I've likened to be a chain link fence trying to stop a killer bee attack. Because the coronavirus is a killer now, don't you know, as I mentioned in another Twitter. This is the size differential. They claim that size differential is sufficient, the CDC says, to be protection. In fact, it's not. The WHO doesn't even recognize it. But where a porous surface, a substance like that, is used here on this own webpage to say it's okay, face shields, it is not known if face shields provide any benefit as source control to protect others from spray or respiratory particles. How does a full face shield not stop the stuff that they're talking about, a mask which is permeate, at any rate, can't think of the word there, it just slipped away anyway, that we can know that doesn't protect in every other document? How can a face shield not stop? And if a face shield doesn't stop, what's those big pieces of glass they're putting up everywhere in the city, in the county meetings? Fair question, if a face shield's not known, how'd they find the rest of this stuff? What was the transmission mode? Let me read this one now. Move on quickly. Effect of external air flow, resistant load, and postural and exercise-associated cardiovascular and pulmonary responses in pregnancy. A case-control study, it says right here. And I'm going to need maybe one of you that are nurses can tell me. I'll just tell you what I thought this said to me and leave it there. Results, the external airflow resistive loads were associated with increases in diastolic pressure, mean arterial pressure, and subjective exertion score of all study subjects. No significant differences were noted with the external resistive loads between a pregnant and non-pregnant group of cardiovascular, pulmonary, and subjective variable over 1 hour. Okay, they did two things. One is cardiovascular and pulmonary, no problem. But they did show, relative to these face coverings, it's associated with increase in diastolic pressure and arterial pressure. Isn't that increase in blood pressure? So these masks cause, in pregnant people, an increase in blood pressure, if I got that understood right. So maybe a nurse out there can put in the chats whether or not I understood that right. So pregnant people will do that. Why wouldn't anybody else? I don't know. There's no test about that. But let's get on over to NOR CDC, the impact of respirator use on CO2 levels and O2 saturation. From the website, healthcare workers who wear filtering face piece respirators protect themselves from influenza may end up not breathing in enough oxygen and rebreathing too much carbon dioxide, which has the added cool effect of bonding to blood cells and make it so they can't absorb anymore. But going on, healthcare workers who wear filtering facepiece respirators to protect themselves from influenza may have carbon dioxide and oxygen issues because of their respiratory use. The carbon dioxide and oxygen issues may be worsened if a surgical mask, face mask is worn as an overlay so to prolong the useful life of the filter and face pieces. There's all this discussion, too, about, oh, we can use them more and longer. This says no. So here, Governor, what are we going to do about this one? We're back to the 19.5%. When I breathe, I'm not supposed to be in an atmosphere of less than 19.5%. Otherwise, it can kill me because the 3M told me so, and the WHO warns me. How are you mitigating the problem that I live in an 18.9% environment inside my mask now? Governor, help me. Current WHO recommendation. I know we're not talking to Rock Group right here. No one listens to the owl unless you're a mouse. And then it's dark, you don't see it, and then it's over. Current WHO recommendations emphasize the importance of rational and appropriate use of PPE. Again, for professionals, you've all been indoctrinated underneath the Labor Department of the federal government, and you're all now healthcare workers without training. And you didn't get paid. So that's a servitude, isn't it, that they're putting you to servitude without payment. That's slavery right there. You can go that way. Don't hinge your whole argument on it, but it's still a consequence, isn't it? Currently, WHO recommends emphasizing the importance of rational and appropriate use of PPE, which means you have to follow the rules and be trained and be a healthcare worker and in an environment and all this other, not only masks, which requires correct and rigorous behavior from healthcare workers, particularly in doffing procedures and hand hygiene practices. WHO also recommends staff training on these recommendations. The WHO that they've referred to requires this of you. Why are you being forced to be a healthcare worker as a healthy member of society is beyond me. But Governor, you got to answer to this. Where in your order, instead of talking about the more and more evidence, didn't you explain this to me and say, and when you impose this imperative that's going to bring me death and destruction, whether I wear the mask or whether I don't, and one of your military enforcers come to kill me? Or you've given license to the general public to believe, where there's no basis, believe that that was rational. In fact, the other WHO discussion that I didn't have the link to, it says it forms a false sense of security. That was another killer one for us to pick up. They are known to form a false sense of security. Contamination by respiratory viruses on outer surface of medical masks used by hospital healthcare workers. You're all a hospital healthcare worker essentially, and now you have contamination of respiratory viruses from the outside that I've talked about before. This is not even, again, you can think about how all this works. And when you wear your mask too long and you fidget with it and all this stuff, even properly trained people have trouble with this. There's a study. You can see it for yourself. What am I using for? To see the study? To get so knowledgeable at the knowledge? No, to go inside the knowledge and show that even when you're properly trained, there's still a threat. Governor, how did you resolve that in this for me? And you're building a pile of things that stop making sense, that arbitrary and capricious, have no support, were just thrown out to prove what? They just threw that out there just to make themselves look important, which was a crime. It's a felony to do that. They can't support it. Why? Because there is no test. Had there been a test, all those would have been answered. For those of you that slow up a little bit on what I just said, think about it. You'll realize what I'm saying is the truth. If they were to go to the due process and certify to all these things as they went, check every box on their list, all this would not even be a problem. And yet, we all are listening, and everybody else who probably never will, have all been sitting being controlled by this very same, it's an insanity as far as I can tell. But anyway, you still sit there and accept it. You can't create even a letter of question? No, do you think that they're going to answer? No, but that's the point. The criminals aren't going to answer. And you set up a letter that allows that piece of paper in non-response to be the question you stick in front of anybody's face that says that you have to have a mask on or you have to follow the governor's orders. Wait a minute, here's my letter from the governor. Now here's my letter to the governor. He hasn't qualified this. He's actually come in violation of the WHO. He's actually come in violation of state law. I sent him a letter. I wanted to know how to have this thing work out. He won't tell me. So you have no authority. Are you medically licensed? I want to see your medical license to make medical decisions for me. The companies who make the masks for which tell you that using those things will kill me. And have that little copy in your hand. Put it on your phone. You people got phones. Start using your phone for something. Yep, here's a picture of the mask manufacturer's warning. It says it doesn't stop COVID. You're insisting I wear it. Why? When did you become my medical advisor and then wrongly? And now, okay, I've got the Moving on to the next story here. I think I might have a problem. Let's see here, just for the story or not. I don't know. It looks like they're pulled another story. I can't do that one, so I'm going to move on. Again, more and more stuff. You just look at these reports and these studies. You just piece them apart, show that they don't understand, show how there's fraud, show that they don't work out to be those things that they claim they should be, and then you turn it back on the one that's supposedly forcing you to do that, causing chaos in your society without the knowledge, and how they decided to resolve that, even if they didn't know before. Because if you understand when you do that, you now take away that they didn't know they didn't know. And that's the plausible deniability they always work on, that you never notice them, that what they're doing is harmful. You take that away. Why don't you do that? 239, scientists question how COVID is transmitted. Here's the transmission mode question. Every study I've read, if you look carefully, they will tell you they don't understand the transmission mode. The mode of transmission is what they call it. And to me, while the information that understanding the relative sizing, or even if it's this close, that a chain link fence can't stop a killer beehive, a killer bee attack, that's important. And I've got links to an article, I think the next article, that shows us that, what the particle size relative to lots of things. As I went through a study, I found an interesting website has a chart. It's kind of cool. But even that's important. It shows another aspect of how it's impossible a mask can stop what they think it is. The transmission mode is most important, because in the studies they say they don't understand the transmission mode, and so that's why they put questions on whether or not they can stop it. No masks have been found to stop any of this stuff. So it puts a question on the transmission mode and even the thing, the causation. As I keep telling you, there's no test. It's important. It's a killer. So 239 scientists, if you didn't understand it, 239 scientists are questioning how these flu-like symptoms are transmitted. That's pretty generic. They don't even understand how flu-like symptoms are transmitted is an interesting generality of question that the governor has to answer. And what's his expertise as a governor? Well, he wasn't supposed to have any expertise. He was supposed to identify an infectious transmissible communicable agent that's harming people and work to try and stop it, not make stuff up from suggestions from China. And then do everything wrong in trying to combat. Bring it. Okay, when you found out you got a killer beehive coming through your fence, and now you bring out a tennis racket to fight it. I guess that's what the governor's done. While you're swinging your tennis racket, you're writing a letter to the governor. Hey, this ain't working. Ouch. Particle contaminant size chart microns. This happened to be with water filters. But it doesn't matter. You see the number. It's to me, it's just water under the bridge. The important thing I take away is the largest thing that they claim is a virus that is the causation, even if I give it to them, is right at where the filters start to filter. So the viruses are all smaller than what the mask can. And that's why they've been dropping back to droplets. The problem of mode of transmission, the question of it, and aerosolization is the additional problem. But a virus on its own, the largest size is what I think, 0.03 or 0.3, and the mass, that's where the mass starts to filter. So the mass filters larger particles than the largest virus. So the virus particles as particles can come right on through. And this chart's kind of interesting. You see, some are pretty obvious, but I didn't really realize that. I should read it here. I've got the numbers. I'm looking down. Mold is at 3 microns to 12. Mold spores are 10 to 30 microns. Viruses, here it is, right up at the top, 0.005 to 0.3. And the mass start at 0.3. And it's not more of a statement to say that the mask is incapable of stopping a virus. My point is that that's not the end-all be-all, because it doesn't matter whether the mask will mitigate. When you destroy that, they'll move on to something else like that virus vaccine that they want. You have to stop that. That's why you go to the other end and say, but you don't have an actual cause to know that vaccine could work. When we find out what happens is that the vaccines always aren't as good as natural immune response and what I would say is more permanent immunities. Now, if we want more and gobs of information, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny has come up through a Solari interview, and I think that video is gone, but you can now get the documents that she compiled. The facts unmasked was Dr. Sherry Tenpenny through Solari.com. I watched the video while it was up. They go through, it's quite a long video, they go through various things. I felt that Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is earnest and has an eyeball to track this down. She's high-graded a whole bunch of stuff for you if you're interested. My sense is once I find out that there's no causation, no test, and the mitigation that they're trying does not meet it, even if we hand it to them, and in fact it's dangerous, I don't really need to know more myself. But for those of you that are like to know the nuts and bolts down to the bit of it, there's gobs and gobs of studies you can read to back that part off. To learn about that, to back off that, if that's a focus for you. To me, that's just part of the focus, because the mask is, in sense, I've shown you, it's irrelevant. It's not stopping the authority that imposes you and then now wants the National Guard to come and haul you away, aha, to their funny farm. Now, conclusions regarding masks, they do not work. Was if you can't get it off of Solari, the link I gave you, they've actually gone to Vaxter. That document now has been put as a final document. You can read what she says. Again, you just look and I think she mentions it here. If the mask worked, why are those that wear masks concerned with those that don't? I think she actually says it here as well. And so that's, to me, pretty prevalent a response. But see, you're dealing with a division in people, and that's the real problem. They're making a division in people. When you're arguing with your own people in your community, when you read the WHO that says it doesn't help you at all, and those people think it does, and you've read that in that document it has a false sense of security, maybe you should highlight those passages, hand them in a piece of paper, and hand it to those people that are yelling at you, and say, and just make the comment, if your mask works, why do you care that I'm not? And then they go, well, some old folk, well, if they thought it worked, they'd be wearing it too, wouldn't they? But I'm not here to argue with you. I've got my letter from my non-response from the governor that said he committed a crime, and I'm waiting for that answer and what we're supposed to do about that. So you can go ahead and be all uppity and get in my face, but that's improper. You're not my medical doctor that says I can't wear it. And just shut that down. You don't even want to get in an argument with people. But, so more information about the mask. Coronavirus Part 4, Masks Don't Protect from Vaxxer, is another discussion. Just links for you to see the sourcing that I went through real quick. It just came around. I do blind searches, and stuff starts popping up. So it all seems to fold together, and that was a recent thing that came up. You read all this stuff that you want to. I'm saying once you can put together the anomalies that show the masks are irrelevant, they're the harmful agent, and they don't address what the government authority and power that come to hurt you says it does, that's the letter you write. You write how that is. You hold all this information back. You're only doing this to ascertain for yourself what you know is there. Again, I mean, seeing the particle size, finding the studies that say that it doesn't, that they do not protect anybody, they don't protect healthy people, there's no evidence for it, is confirmed by that particle chart. That's how you use the particle chart. It's not the end-all be-all. None of this stuff and on its proof, if you will, how any factual thing can't works. That shows the fact of it, but you have studies that people rely on that say the same thing in other words. And you say, you pair those up and say, well, it's like two witnesses. Here's the study that found no protection, and here's the chart that explains why. And so it's really not an art. You don't make an argument. You don't pound it. That's not even the point, because the point is that it's failure. The fact of the imposition of the mask has a cause failure that you're targeting. You have to hit that. That's the governor. And it's not even their order. It's what they didn't do to have the order be valid. That's what you're actually after. If you can understand how many steps back you're actually having to attack, I'm going through a side door for you to get you to write a simple letter that has these points to make you feel more comfortable to defend yourself. Because as they start picking people up, and we don't have people understanding this, it's not going to be a pretty time. They start forcing vaccinations on you, and you don't have a habeas to stop it, because that's an order of condemnation without due process. On what? They don't, can't tell you. If you don't have how to have these kinds of thoughts in your mind to be able to have them written down, see, here's the point I'm saying. I have mentioned an oral habeas. That's really not real good. It's maybe your last gasp. You should have your habeas written and in your pocket. It's coming down to that time now. I told you this would probably come in. When they have the ability to just believe you are an infectious agent, notwithstanding what everything, all the fact is, and they go to pick you up, you better whip this out, this thing. Not that way. Not the Blazing Saddles way. No. You better have this habeas to throw on them, even in minor form. It should be your traveling papers. Just in case. Press release, legal challenge to COVID-19 measures filed in Ontario Superior Court. Vaccine Choice Canada is with their website, and I've got the link for that. Interesting thing that they have here. That is a lawsuit. I thought I had the lawsuit up on the tabs. I don't see it here quickly, but oh, it's attached to the link. I didn't want to. I had so many links. You can get to the PDF for the claim. Interesting read. For those of you in Kanukistan, maybe you can look at that for yourselves. I don't have any particulars on that. I didn't have the time to read all of it. What I started to read through at the beginning, on the first blush, looks really cool. It's a lot in general ideas of what I've been saying to advance. What I did notice, though, is they made a check. Where was it now? I think I have it on another page here. The page 13 or so, P1 or something. I can't remember now. It talks about making a declaration. So that was a declaratory judgment, what this case is. That's another action that you can pull off if you want. Those are can be kind of tricky, but they're kind of interesting in that you can actually get them to do for yourself. You can do a declaration to have declared for yourself these things that you need to protect you. And what they used was an adjective, I think, at that level. I don't see it right now. That be careful not to put adjectives in front of actions, because that can be denied. That you can, a defendant can just deny a description of an action. But like, it was thoroughly improper. Take out the thoroughly. It's sufficient to say something's improper. Thoroughly improper requires a lot of work from you to prove it. And thoroughly is a question. So I just wanted to point out in this, I noticed this a few pages down and I don't have the reference. I guess somehow I've lost it. But so this lawsuit's very cool. It looks like a declaratory judgment. It's based on, in the page I was going to read there, it actually points out the reference that in Canada, whatever's gone on has diminished or taken away the habeas corpus. So Canada, if that's true, that claim is perfect. But be careful to research that's what's gone on. It may be saying that the habeas corpus is still available when they didn't do that, and it would confirm more what I've been telling you what you need to do instead of that lawsuit. Because if that's the case, that it didn't, these orders didn't remove the habeas, that court case, that action may be doomed, at least to that point. Because the court will look and take judicial notice you have a remedy that you didn't exercise. And that's not on the government's fault. Remember, Wisconsin case said, they're waiting for you to show up to tell you the excess of government. The government's not presumed to do excesses. And so I've got a little bit of a dysfunction here in my tabs for some reason. I don't quite get it. However, let me move on. It's time to address airborne transmission of COVID-19. This is a document that advances the idea that there is airborne transmission possible. The fact is, I wanted to point out that this document shows it's a question that hasn't been investigated. Again, more no knowledge. They're proceeding without objective basis. In the United States of America, or any place that they have to give you notice and disclosure and certification for these things, that's a fatal flaw. And so I'm not saying you go and you even use this. You just reference the fact that the question of airborne transmission not being addressed takes away one more cause from the governor for imposing anything. And anything without foundation is arbitrary and capricious. If it's not going to go to the point where I'm telling you to go, which is actually felony extortion and coercion. And so with this this hitching my giddy up of the tabs for some reason, messed up something here. And I'll go move on now to the consequences. Those of you, while I'm at Kanukistan, we're going to stay there for a little bit longer. Canada's first mask murder. Ontario police kill 73-year-old man after he refused to comply with local mandate. This is the point about defying instead of denying. Instead of refuse to comply, you die. So if you refuse to comply, you die. If you have an answer in your pocket that there is no refusal to comply, there's a failure of the order to be lawful, and it can't be valid where it actually causes you harm. And you have that clearly and succinctly and stated in a short paragraph so somebody of a negative 80 IQ can answer. And you have the question before the imposer whether or not they have a medical license to cause harm upon you in their demand. Now you start to move it from refusing to it not being applicable. And you cause the question. Because this is a day they're taking this as license to kill people. As I told you they were. And here's the evidence that it's happening. Even in a place where, you know, my imagination is, Kanukistan was maybe a little more peaceful. All you that live up there, don't laugh too loud. So here's the evidence of what goes on. And instead of having a fight, instead of having all this question, we find out that the sunlight destroys COVID-19 quickly. I'm just going to, and again, just a link. Remember we talked about UV, we talked about sunlight. I said this thing was going to be over when the flu season gets over because sunlight in the northern hemisphere comes and takes it all away. And we get to breathe more easy again. Not as easily, but regular. Sunlight destroys COVID-19 quickly. Does it? So, maybe it takes away flu-like symptoms. Does it stop the cause? We don't know because there's no test for the cause. So, for those of you that have another thing that sunlight destroys, why then in Florida, where the sunlight destroys, do they have an upsurge? Unless what I've been saying is happening and the fraudulent impositions going on down there without any tests, without anything going on. The study is that sunlight destroys COVID-19. Why did Florida have an increase? Because there's a fraud going on in Florida. Otherwise, the sunshine would have taken this thing away. Anecdotal, right? They use it. The governor of Arkansas used it, didn't he? Effects of temperature and humidity on the efficacy of methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus challenged antimicrobial materials containing silver and copper. This was an interesting report to me. I started to look at, this was instigated by a thought of the digitization that they're going to for money, and I was wondering whether or not silver money specie would work better. And then we had the co-advantage of maybe silver stopping pathogens. This study would say that silver, at least in the environment, would not do that, but copper does. And we've heard plenty of discussion about that for coronavirus. 3 hours and it's the copper ions destroy the coronavirus. But silver had been found in this study to not do so. But I looked at something very interesting. They said that the silver wouldn't work where the temperature didn't reach 35 degrees Celsius. For those of you in Kanukistan, you understand that. The rest of you down in below the states, that's about 90 or so, 95 degrees. 95 degrees, it doesn't work. So the thought occurred to me, well, it may not work in the open environment, but 95 degrees, I'd go, like I told Beetle, he wanted to know if there was anybody, you know, above 89 or 90 degrees. I said, well, I'm sitting at 98.6 all the time, actually. That means that maybe silver does work, doesn't it? If it's in that environment. So out in the atmosphere, maybe silver doesn't work. Copper definitely does. They were actually identifying that copper they used to have brass handles, brass kickboards, brass knobs and handles in our society over for a long time, and they removed them. And that brass was actually helping to kill the whatever hits them, the copper actually killed in the environment. But my observation here, where they were denouncing, and they did this because the EPA levied fines against a company for not being able to prove that silver worked. I was looking at the efficacy of silver. It says right here that silver does work above 95 degrees Fahrenheit. And so that brings back the idea, if it's in your body, maybe it is working. And what the question on the EPA about leveling the fines was an interesting problem. Because what was the EPA, when I read that story, they tried to promote that a company got fined for not being able to prove this would work, when in fact it was actually a bureaucratic problem. It was a bureaucrat's red tape problem. And so we have to be very careful, too, that we hear companies going down or not wanting to go ahead and get the regulation because it costs too much. The way to get the regulation, to comply with the regulation, can't happen because it's too expensive, and they don't, and so they get fined. Versus, does something actually work? And then I have copper kills coronavirus. Why aren't they why aren't our surfaces covered with it? To bring in this idea that, again, maybe copper money, silver money back to specie instead of digital cash would be better than going to the digits where you're going to touch some ATM or your phone and continue contaminating yourself. Again, they want it. They're going there because it's part of the future they want and not the one that will actually help us. And so, anyway, this is a thought. It was just a thought thing. Maybe there's a slight anecdotal proof that silver does work when you can get it above 95 degrees, which is in your body, not to offer much more than a thought. And I think I'll be with you next week. Tech diffs are nature willing. And because we got this server thing going on still today, and I don't know if this is going to work, and I want to make sure I don't lose the timing. I appreciate everybody who's doing the thumbs up or the whatever the comments. I get to see those, and everybody that's doing the simulcasting and or syndication, appreciate all that. We'll try and fix the problem that we had in the beginning of the tape, the file, which was a dead air. We had a technical problem. Don't worry about that. And like I said, get out there with your basic letters. Don't let them get over on you like that. This is so simple to stop. And then you get in the dialogue and you get to see what your government really, the abuses that they'll put on you. But then you have the record of it. Okay? The record is going to be all powerful here. I'll be with you next week. Tech diffs or nature will.
That's another lesson. I hope with today's information you can take it to those that misbehave. From behind the woodshed, leaving his mark on the beast, this is Hal Anthony. Till next time, journey with purpose.
A can of whoop-ass feels like.
Son, you just opened a whole case of whoop-ass.